Hey, Amber. Are you just coming back from geography class now?
Hey, Johnny. Yeah, I am. I love going to that class because everything that we learn is really fascinating. For instance, did you know there's a geyser in Yellowstone National Park in the western United States called Old Faithful? It's a fountain that shoots water out of the ground, almost like clockwork, every 72 minutes, hence its name. We learned about that, and then our professor told us that the same Yellowstone Park sits on what can be classified as a supervolcano. Once every hundreds of thousands of years, supervolcanoes are likely to erupt, causing mass havoc in large regions of the globe. It sounds pretty destructive.
Yeah, that does sound pretty devastating. If you enjoy those kinds of facts, I've got a good one for you. Although no one permanently inhabits the continent of Antarctica, almost all of the world's fresh water supply is basically locked up there inside of glaciers and ice caps. Care to estimate how much of the world's fresh water is stored in that southern freezer?
I'm not sure. Perhaps about half?
80%. Antarctica is over 13 million square kilometers of landmass if you include all its islands and ice shelves. Some of the biggest icebergs in that area have measured up to 31,000 square kilometers, which is bigger than the size of Belgium.
Whoa, that's pretty impressive. I'll kind of take a 180 and tell you about this beach located in New Zealand. It's called Hot Water Beach and it's full of natural hot springs. The notable thing is that the hot springs are under the sand and can bubble up to the shoreline when the tide is high. When the tide is low, the warm underground water seeps up through the sand to keep the beach wet and warm.
That does sound enticing, but also a bit dangerous for the little kids playing in the tide. Alright, I'll rebut with one last fact of my own. The highest point in the world? Well, that's an easy one. Mount Everest, of course. At almost 30,000 feet above sea level and located in Nepal, China. But to make it more difficult, what about the lowest point in the world? This one can be a bit more difficult to judge because of so many different conditions, like whether the surface is underwater or man-made. But I'll tell you about the lowest natural point in the world not covered by ice or water. It's the shore of the Dead Sea in the Middle East, which is just over 400 meters below sea level. But the most impressive thing about this sea is that it has so much salt, you can naturally float in it. So, even someone who doesn't know how to swim could take a dip there.